Or in debt to the IRS? This is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A reminder among the reflections on former President Jimmy Carter's legacy a day after his death at 100, add to a former leader of the free world and leader of global humanitarian efforts.
He was also the leader of our little community. He was the leader of our church. He was just the kind of leader that we need today.
Mr. Carter's niece, Kim Fuller, who runs the nonprofit Friends of Jimmy Carter. A state funeral is January 9th at the National Cathedral in Washington. As South Korean officials continue to investigate the explosive, deadly Jeju air crash, the two survivors, a man and woman, both flight attendants, continue to recover. Officials have ordered safety inspections of all Boeing 737-800 aircraft operated by the country's airlines. President-elect Trump has endorsed Mike Johnson to continue on as House Speaker amid opposition by some fellow Republicans. This is ABC News. Ford is recalling the electric version of the country's most popular vehicle.
The Lightning is Ford's all-electric take on the F-150 pickup truck. And now the company is recalling just under 12,000 of those EVs. The concern is that a control arm in the truck could detach and cause it to lose steering. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says dealers will fix the problem for free once owners are notified, which it says should happen by early February. The recall affects Lightnings made during the 2023 and 2024. Four model year. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
The CDC reporting a jump in norovirus cases in some parts of the country. Cases of the severe stomach bug jumped more than 30% between the end of November and the start of this month. In some cases, it can be fatal. Doctors recommend washing your hands with soap, drinking clean water, and paying attention to food safety regulations to fight norovirus. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey, you've definitely had a busy month. Finding gifts, sending cards, hosting family. Well, now it's time to treat yourself at Macy's After Christmas Sale. Come and find great deals on something just for you. Like 25% off New Year's Party Luxe from DKNY, Adriana Papel, and more. So enjoy the week and get yourself the gifts you really wanted before these limited time deals are over. At Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy the rinse straight.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers.
One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Fights odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Mostly cloudy today with areas of dense fog still lingering, and high temperatures today reaching the mid-30s. With calm winds becoming a bit icy tonight, temperatures still slide below freezing to the upper 20s, and for tomorrow, hit the low 30s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Now this news update. On Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. Flags will fly at half staff in honor of former President Jimmy Carter. The 39th president died at age 100 following a post-presidency marked by decades of humanitarian work. Governor Tony Evers has ordered the U.S. and Wisconsin state flags flown at half staff at all buildings, grounds, and military installations through sunset on January 28th. An arrest is made in a Waukesha hit and run that seriously injured a pedestrian over the weekend. A 63-year-old man was in critical condition as of Sunday. The suspect, a 57-year-old woman, was taken to the Waukesha County Jail. Police said it's believed operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated was a contributing factor. And law enforcement agencies around Wisconsin will be out on New Year's Eve, one of the most dangerous times of the year for crashes involving intoxicated drivers.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick.
Fast play, fast play.
Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has scratch games, lotto draw games, and fast play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News This Hour being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. And the Summer Fitness and Tanning, with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. And Anibis Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment dealer, Durand. The Durand City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion and possible action on using ARPA funds for the creation of an employee assistance program, approval of city bills, and the council will go into closed session to discuss EMS facility needs. Tonight's meeting begins at 5:30 at Durand City Hall. Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden is remembering Jimmy Carter with some kind words. Congressman Van Orden yesterday took to Twitter to say that his mother was always a big Carter fan. He then said Carter, quote, served our nation as a Navy man, president, and humanitarian, unquote. Van Orden wished Carter's family peace after his passing. President Carter yesterday died at the age of 100. The Olmsted County Sheriff's Department is warning residents of scam callers impersonating deputies. The caller says that there's an emergency and urges the person to call them back at a different number. Now, authorities believe that this is an attempt to get financial information, and if you receive a call like this, you are advised to just hang up. Any resident has questions or concerns, they are asked to call the Sheriff's Department's non-emergency number. Wisconsin taxpayers will have to pick up the legal bills for the group that sued over the Gableman investigation. An appeals court on Friday upheld a Dane County judge's order that the state pay the legal costs for American Oversight. That's the group that sued former Judge Michael Gableman over public information involved in his investigation into the 2020 presidential election in Wisconsin. Gableman lost the case, and in addition to providing his documents, the judge said he had to pay American Oversight's legal costs. The total legal bill is just over $240,000, but that's on top of the nearly $1 million that Gableman's investigation cost overall. That investigation ultimately didn't provide any new answers about the 2020 election. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
There aren't many details about the off-duty death of a Menominee police officer. The city's police department on Friday said Officer Sam Miller unexpectedly passed away. Officer Miller started with the Menominee Police Department in January of this year. Before that, he worked with the Pepin County Sheriff's Department, Durand Police Department, Boyceville Police Department, and the Dunn County Sheriff's Department. Menominee's police chief says officers from other communities will be stepping in over the next few days to cover Miller's shifts. Menominee police say, don't be surprised if you see squad cars from other communities in the city for a little while. Don't be surprised if you receive an emergency text if you live in Chippewa County today. The Chippewa County Sheriff's Department says it's planning to test its new emergency alert system. That means a practice test for some people. The new system is supposed to be able to alert people in specific parts of Chippewa County. The idea is to make sure that people know about potential threats, including severe weather. There's no word on who will receive the text or when it will be sent out. Two teenagers are under arrest in western Wisconsin, accused of lighting multiple mailboxes on fire. The Barron County Sheriff's Department says complaints about damaged mailboxes started coming in earlier this last week. Six total mailboxes had been lit on fire and destroyed and were found. Deputies then pulled over a suspected car and say they found packages and other mail inside. One 17-year-old and one 15-year-old were arrested on arson-related charges. That case is still being investigated. Wisconsin's Attorney General Josh Call is sharing some thoughts on impaired driving. In a year-end interview, the Attorney General said intervention and treatment can play a role on reducing OWI cases. Call said for those struggling with addiction, having interventions happens early in the process, and following up to support those is likely to reduce the number of cases. The Attorney General says the state does have some good programs in place for addiction and substance abuse treatment. Law enforcement will be out on New Year's Eve, traditionally one of the most dangerous times for crashes involving drunk drivers. Call says he knows Wisconsin's district attorneys make appropriate charges and decisions in OWI cases. You're listening to WRDN News.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection emailed directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Two Minnesota bakeries have been placed on a new list of the best bakeries in America. The New York Times released the list of 22 best bakeries in the U.S. last week. Diane's Place in Minneapolis and Flower and Flower in St. Joseph were both praised by the newspaper. Minnesota was one of four states with multiple bakeries honored by the Times. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now.
800-550-8841.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-550-8841. That's 800-550-8841.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Love likes Bush's sage advice. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Greetings from Daytona, where a band of dreamers took a strip of beach and turned it into a proving ground. The Great American Race, where year after year, greatness is the destination.
Drivers, stop your engines, let's go! Yeah!
So book your experience and soak in 500 miles of history and tradition. The Daytona 500, February 16th, 2025. Secure your seats now at Daytona500.com.
The racing action may be over, but the Motor Racing Network will keep you revved up with our extensive library of NASCAR Live special editions. Revisit a pivotal year with NASCAR Live Presents 2004, Chasing History, along with podcasts that chronicle the lives and impressive careers of NASCAR champions and Hall of Famers Richard Petty and Jeff Gordon. You can find all of these special NASCAR Live podcasts on MRN.com and wherever you listen to podcasts. Jesse Love kicked off his full-time NASCAR career in high fashion this season, scoring the win at Talladega Super Speedway on his way to the NASCAR Xfinity Series Sunoco Rookie of the Year title. Driving the number two Chevrolet for Richard Childress Racing, Love had the opportunity to learn from his two-time Cup champion teammate, Kyle Busch.
Whenever I've interacted with him, he's just been really helpful, and he's made me a lot better of a driver this year and as a leader as well. So there's a lot that goes into driving a race car that isn't always just, you know, going to the racetrack and driving the heck out of it. A lot of it has to do with what you do during the week and what your thought process is.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Week 17 of the NFL season wrapping up tonight with the Lions taking on the 49ers in Santa Clara. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Lions a half game behind the Vikings, who beat the Packers 27-25 on Sunday. Sam Darnold throwing for a career-high 377 yards and three touchdowns to beat Green Bay. And the Packers, who are 0-5 against the Vikings, Lions, and Eagles, are faced with the fact that they'll have to beat some of those teams in the postseason to get where they want to go. Quarterback Jordan Love.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be our reality. And, you know, we're going to have to find ways when the playoffs start to go in those road atmospheres and win those tough games. But it's only going to get tougher for us. So we know that. You know, we got to find ways to keep improving, keep getting better, watch the tape, find ways to improve on the slow start and just the miscues we had today and take advantage.
Wisconsin's Quinn Finley named the most outstanding player in the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff after the Badgers beat UConn 4-3 in Sunday's championship. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service on December 10th proposed to protect monarch butterflies as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. The agency says it plans to add the insect to the threatened species list by the end of 2025, following an extensive public comment period. More details when we return, but first...
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Welcome back. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announced earlier this month that it will extend federal protections to monarch butterflies after years of warnings from conservation groups that populations are shrinking and the important pollinator may not survive climate change. In one of the longest migrations of any insect, at the end of the summer, eastern monarchs fly from the northern United States and southern Canada to overwinter together in high-elevation forests in Mexico. The number of butterflies arriving there each winter continues to dwindle. The agency says that it chose to propose listing monarchs as threatened rather than endangered because they're not in immediate danger of becoming extinct across all or a significant portion of their range. A public comment period on the proposal is now underway. To read the complete proposal and learn how to comment, plus find tips on how you can help the species, go to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service website, fws.gov/monarch. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
Auto repair bills are through the roof. $3,000 to replace the transmission, $4,000 for a blown engine. And if your manufacturer's warranty is expired, you'll have to cover it all out of pocket. You need an Endurance Auto Protection Plan. No matter what the mileage, if your car is under 20 years old, Endurance can get you covered on the engine, electrical system, transmission, AC, drivetrain, and more. Endurance has plans for any budget. Repairs can be done at the certified mechanic of your choice, and they're paid directly with no middleman. Plans cover 24/7 roadside assistance, towing, battery jumps, fuel deliveries, tire changes, lockout services, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Act now and get our elite benefits, including complete tire care and key fob replacement, a $2,000 value at no extra cost. With Endurance, you could never pay for covered auto repairs again, so call now for your free quote. Call 800-380-9012. 800-380-9012. Again, that's 800-380-9012.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Mostly cloudy today with areas of dense fog still lingering, and high temperatures today reaching the mid-30s. With calm winds becoming a bit feisty tonight, temperatures still slide below freezing to the upper 20s, and for tomorrow, hit the low 30s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com.
Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield, the last Monday of 2024, and that's kind of how we're going to focus today as we look at where these markets have gone, where they're going to go into this new year. To get all the details today, Sean Hackett's joining us. He is with Hackett Financial Advisors, and I want to kick it all off. What do you see as some of the biggest market movers of 2024?
I mean, in agriculture and the world that I live in, you know, to me, the grain markets are the ones that probably are likely to outperform other commodities in 2025. I think they were the worst performers in 2024. On the flip side, the tree crops like coffee, like orange juice, like cocoa, which were the darlings of ag commodities in 2024, could likely see significant downside. So I think it's a tale of different markets and different cycles in different areas of agriculture that could see either better upward performance or better downward performance, depending upon which area you're focused on. In the grain specifically, which is most important to those typically listening and watching your show, you know, the grains to me look like, you know, they could be the ones a year from now that outperformed.
So as you look at all of that then, and I know that they say history can repeat itself, or more importantly, Sean, we can learn from history. Let's kind of start there as we focus in on 2025. And you talk about a new president who was already a president stepping back into the White House and the Trump trade kind of starting to unwind.
Yeah, what we learned from the first time that he got in is that everyone bet heavily in late 2016 on his presidency, what he claimed he was going to be able to do and not do. And they basically, for those who don't know, the Trump trade is you buy the U.S. dollar, you sell commodities, and you buy the stock market, tech stocks, and you short treasury bonds. That's essentially how the market views his policies as being good or bad, the markets. And they did that in late 2016 into January. And then all of a sudden, something happened. He got in office and it became a little more difficult to get things done than everyone thought. And so actually, I'm not sure everyone is aware of this, but the dollar made its high for his presidency in January of 2017 and declined for the rest of his presidency, despite the fact that the policies everybody claims today are bullish the dollar were bullish then. But they didn't turn out to be bullish, A, because he didn't get as much done as he was supposed to get done, and B, you know, he did things like trade deals and some other things that people didn't think he could do that he did that made it actually more dollar bearish. So I don't see any reason to think that this cycle is going to be directionally different. Every cycle is a little different, Susan. But overall, I think we've done exactly the same Trump trade today as we did back then. And I'm expecting the same type of disappointment in the trade, meaning that when he gets in, his cabinet members, how long does that take them to get in? Already we're seeing it's going to be a very sticky wicket in terms of who becomes the majority leader in the House of Representatives and razor thin margin. You know, I think everyone's going to start to rethink what actually gets done. And then, of course, Trump is Trump. He's unpredictable. And he may surprise people. All of a sudden, he cuts a trade deal or starts doing trade deals instead of raising tariffs, which then takes the bearish commodity trade, significantly shifts what that looks like. So to me, I think that is what to look for as we move into January, is the shifting of these capital flows that could be supportive to grain markets, for example, and maybe not so supportive to the stock market, for example, especially the tech stocks that have been betting heavily that a Trump presidency would be, you know, bullish AI and cryptocurrency and all that sort of thing.
You know, and I've heard too some folks say, you know, people change over a four-year term. And so things might be, as you're suggesting, very well could be different than what many people are expecting it to be, just because they're going on what he did in the past.
Well, you know, it's certainly it's a different world today than it was when he first became president. In fact, it couldn't be any more different, quite frankly. So we're not going to get the same exact outcome as we did back then. And just the very fact that we know Trump in of himself is unpredictable. He says a lot of things. His way of negotiating is a throughout wild at times outlandish ideas on Twitter and elsewhere. But then in reality, what gets done is something much more watered down or much more moderate or actually not the reverse. It's just the nature of his personality, of how he likes to approach things. And so we need to keep in mind what he says may not be what he does. And right now the market is trading what he says like they did back then. History says what he actually does could be very different. And if it's very different or even somewhat different, then the market trade that's been put on would have to unwind, creating some significant potential reversals in trend that could be very important for producers and end users to pay attention to, because it could offer opportunities to bring more money home on the farm.
So what are your thoughts on the way the dollar has been as of late?
Well, I mean, the dollar's been very, very strong. Everybody believes that strong tariffs bring money into the United States. They believe that lower taxes and lower regulation, bring more investment into the United States. I mean, this is the playbook of, you know, what people said back then. And we've had a huge move in the dollar. But what's interesting is that the dollar has significantly stalled here. For about 3 weeks now, it's really been unable to make much headway further to the upside and is actually developing what looks to be a credible topping pattern. And we actually, I believe, in 2017, I think we topped the second week of January is when we topped. And then the dollar fell the rest of his presidency. And so I would be looking for signs in January for a technical breakdown or bearish reversal, we call it.
Well, stick around. More's coming up. It's the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. As our conversation does continue with Sean Hackett, he's with Hackett Financial Advisors. We left off kind of talking about where we were seeing this dollar move, and that got me thinking about the natural gas prices. We look at what was trading today. Some say the focus is what's going to be Midwest weather in January, and that kind of sets the tone for dollar movement as well when you look at natural gas.
Well, as you know, Susan, you know, we've had a cold first half of the winter forecast for a long, long time. I've shared it on your show quite a few times. And we thought that we would see a significant rally in natural gas prices in the front half of the winter. And all the indications are that the first half of January, you know, could be, you know, near top three cold for that period, you know, going back 50 to 100 years. And so the natural gas market's clearly reacting to that. The other feature is that artificial intelligence and the need for exponential growth in processing data centers that need more and more electrical power and the need for more electrical infrastructure. There's two sources that are being utilized to increase electrical power globally in the United States, and that's uranium and natural gas. So the demand for natural gas is going to be growing significantly as a result of that, on top of weather. And in addition, because prices have been so low for the last year, our production, the U.S. production in the last year, is down. So there's a mismatch. We have production down when it needs to be ramping up to take care of normal weather volatility, and there's unprecedented need for additional electrical power capacity, much of which is going to be driven, at least in the early days, from natural gas consumption. So the natural gas price, which of course is extremely connected to the nitrogen-based fertilizer price, is very important to ag producers and ag end users and such. And so, you know, we've been recommending and suggesting that even though the fertilizer prices haven't come down as much as many have thought, you know, we think that this is a place that one wants to make sure they don't let much better, much more economical fertilizer prices from where we had a few years back slip by the wayside. And so we would view the recent spike in natural gas as a wake-up call that if you have not locked in those nitrogen-based fertilizer prices, we would certainly encourage you to find a way to do that. We think the upside in fertilizer prices looks pretty good over the next couple of years based upon that.
You made an interesting statement before we even started the program, and I think it's one that should be on a plaque in front of every producer, and that's Mother Nature overrides all. And it's easy to kind of forget about everything else that's happening in the world, but if something changes with the weather, the teacup gets spilled.
Absolutely, and it will override all other things if important or impactful enough. And it's great equalizer, we call it. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, most ag markets are weather derivatives, right? I mean, they're a reflection of market's perception of future production, which most of it is shaped by what weather expectations are or not, or where the market gets surprised in important regions of the world. And, you know, we've seen that in markets like coffee or cocoa or orange juice, where we've had extraordinarily unusual droughts in Brazil, you know, create all-time high prices in those markets times two. It hasn't mattered if we had a strong dollar, hasn't mattered about all these bearish factors, hasn't mattered in those markets because the weather has overridden all those factors because it was important enough. And so at the end of the day, while all these other factors are important, they will drive the market. If we really get a tiger by the tail on weather, then really that's all that would be needed to generate a significant change in the price for grains, for example, versus where we are today. And obviously, I think any discussion about grain prices at this time of the year has to have some framework for what we're looking at weather-wise, especially in the United States, as we get into the next summer's growing season. So,
and you definitely see that as we watch what continues to unfold for South America and their recent weather pattern.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, we started off with a very, very dry planting season, and then we had a little bit of rain, and then we had a very, very dry late November into late December, third driest on record for northern Brazil. You know, now we're getting too much rain in northern Brazil, which they're trying now to harvest the soybeans. They're trying to, you know, eventually going to try to get second crop corn planted in February, which is not good. And Argentina's really starting to dry out, and the heat's coming in January and February, which is really the time that's most important for corn and soybean yield formation. So there's a lot of things in South America that don't suggest perfect, ideal, best crop ever type scenarios. And right now, the market has been pricing, at least for soybeans, you know, that there's nothing to worry about. And we think there's plenty to worry about.
And what's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
Our website is Hackett, H-A-C-K-E-T-T, advisors.com. We also have a Twitter page, at Ferritix11. We put sometimes information out there about our outlooks, about how we look at things, to see if how we look at the world in agriculture and prices might be of value to those that listen and watch your show.
All right. That's been the Channel Final Bell, brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud sponsor of the FP Next podcast. For almost 5 years, Mexican officials have been threatening to cease imports of genetically modified corn from the United States, but a panel last week determined that would be a violation of the USMCA trade agreement. I'll have more after this.
Plant your way to higher yield potential by investing in a precision upgrade from John Deere. Improve emergence with ExactEmerge row units and our patented brush belt technology. Easy adjust row cleaners and individual row hydraulic downforce will help you improve seed placement. Interested in better seed placement and higher yield potential with your current planter? Ask your John Deere dealer about precision upgrades.
Kurt and Sarah here, your hosts for the FP Next podcast. This week on the season finale of FP Next.
The No New Farm Bill in 2024 affected a lot of USDA programs in the U.S. And I think that's one of those things that's going to continue to be a hot topic in 2025.
Our goal, and we can't make any promises, to get some of these new cabinet appointments on our podcast with the Trump administration and, you know, kind of unveil some of their thoughts on farm policy. I think that would, and it would be very interesting for our listeners. Hear this and more from your friends at FP Next, powered by John Deere.
Last week's ruling by a USMCA dispute resolution panel marked a significant victory for U.S. corn growers and trade advocates. The panel, which provides oversight for the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, found that Mexico's proposed restrictions on genetically modified corn imports violated key provisions of that trade agreement, including the requirement for science-based regulations. This dispute dates back to late 2020, when Mexico announced plans to phase out GM corn by the end of 2024, citing environmental and health concerns. Earlier this year, the Mexican government issued a decree banning GM corn imports for human consumption, a move directly targeting staples like tortillas. With Mexico being the largest export market for U.S. corn, accounting for nearly $5 billion worth of exports through October of this year, American producers saw this as a direct threat to that market. In response, the U.S. initiated consultations under the USMCA, arguing that Mexico's actions lacked scientific justification and created unfair trade barriers. The dispute escalated to a formal panel review, culminating in last week's decision. The panel ruled that Mexico must amend its policies to comply with the USMCA rules within 45 days or face potential trade sanctions. The National Corn Growers Association celebrated the ruling, with NCGA President Kenneth Hartman Jr. calling it, quote, an incredible development for the nation's corn growers and rural communities. The U.S. Grains Council echoed the sentiment, emphasizing the importance of science-based trade agreements in maintaining strong export markets. As Ryan LeGrand, president and CEO of the U.S. Grains Council, said, quote, Mexico has always been an important market for U.S. corn, and this ruling ensures that our farmers can continue to deliver. Looking ahead, the focus now shifts to Mexico's compliance with the panel's recommendations. While Mexican officials have expressed dissatisfaction with the ruling, they've signaled a willingness to work towards a resolution. I'll have more after this.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Yes, the win for U.S. corn growers under the USMCA panel should help keep that massive export market opportunity open to growers from north of the Rio Grande. Though corn exporters will likely be watching Mexico closely to ensure further roadblocks aren't erected in the coming months. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, a proud sponsor of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, a few foggy areas, lows drop to the upper 20s. And staying mostly cloudy for tomorrow, highs in the low 30s. A little bit of sunshine on New Year's Day, highs into the low 20s, and upper teens to near 20 degrees with more sun Thursday and Friday. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Right now it's 31.
Real country.
Real country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
It was Labor Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline. And I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line. And it all started right then and there. Oh, sailor sky made a perfect sunset. And that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget, something like that. Well, it was 5 years later on a southbound plane. I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back. And when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget, something like that. Like an old photograph, time can make a feeling fade. But the memory of the first love never fades away. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget, no, a heart don't forget. I said, a heart don't forget, something like that. Oh, not something like that.
Talking to you on the phone, I could listen to your sweet voice all night long. Sometimes I can get by with the sweet dreams, baby, good night. But this time, well, I don't want to spend it alone. So I'm coming over, I hope it's alright. Listen for me pulling into your drive. Look out your window, you see my lights. Baby, yeah, girl, I gotta see you tonight. The way the breeze is blowing, blowing. Got me wishing I was holding, holding onto you so tight under that porch light. Yeah, girl, I gotta see you tonight. Tonight, tonight. Yeah, girl, I gotta see you tonight. Tonight, tonight. I got a couple hundred pictures of your pretty face on my phone, on my dash, all over the place. But I would drive a million miles just to see that little smile in real life. Baby, it's worth the drive, you're worth the drive. So I'm coming over, I hope it's alright. Listen for me pulling into your drive. Look out your window, you'll see my lights. Baby, now girl, I gotta see you tonight. The way the breeze is blowing, blowing. Got me wishing I was holding, holding onto you so tight under that porch light. Girl, I gotta see you tonight. Tonight, tonight. this. Girl, I can't help it when I feel like this. There's only one thing to do. Baby, I'm missing you. I'm coming over, I hope it's alright. Listen for me pulling into your drive. Look out your window, you see my lights. Baby, girl, I gotta see you tonight. The way the breeze is blowing, blowing. Got me wishing I was holding, holding. Holding you so tight under that porch light. Girl, I gotta see you tonight. Tonight, tonight.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Been going round and round all day, baling some hay and stacking it all up. Can't wait for the sun to go down, roll into town. Shine the old truck up, swing by the quick stop, grab a little shiner box, then ease on out your way to your place around 8 o'clock. Well, I'm just ready to ride this Chevy down a little back road. Slide your pretty little cell phone over, get a little closer, turn up the radio. Put your pretty pink toes on the dash, lean the seat back. Man, I swear there ain't nothing looks better than that. Sweet tan little thing with nothing to do. I wanna take a little ride with you. I hope you're wearing those frayed out cutoffs. Makes me wanna get lost out in the moonlight. Drop the tailgate down on a turn row, watch the corn grow. Baby, that's a good night. Anyone from the heartland is gonna understand what I'm talking about right now. Ain't no doubt we got a game plan. Well, I'm just ready to ride this Chevy down a little back road. Slide your pretty little cell phone over, get a little closer, turn up the radio. Put your pretty pink toes on the dash, lean the seat back. Man, I swear there ain't nothing looks better than that. Sweet tan little thing with nothing to do. I wanna take a little ride with you. Well, I'm just ready to ride this Chevy down a little back road. Slide your pretty little cell phone over and get a little closer. You can play my radio. Put your pretty pink toes on the dash, lean the seat back. Man, I swear there ain't nothing looks better than that. Sweet tan little thing with nothing to do. I wanna take a little ride with you. Take a little ride with you. I wanna take a little ride with you. I told you I'd leave a light on in case you ever wanted to come back home. You smiled and said you appreciate the gesture. I took your every word to heart, 'cause I can't stand us being apart. And just to show how much I really miss you, every light in the house is on, the backyard's bright as a crack of dawn, the front walk looks like runway lights, it's kinda like noon in the dead of night. Every light in the house is on, just in case you ever do get tired of being gone. Every light in the house is on. If I should ever start forgetting, I'll turn the lights off one by one, you can see that I agree, it's over. But until then, I want you to know, if you look south, you'll see a glow. That's me waiting at home each night to hold you. Every light in the house is on, the backyard's bright as a crack of dawn, walk looks like runway lights, it's kinda like noon in the dead of night. Every light in the house is on, just in case you ever do get tired of being gone. Oh, every light in the house is on, the backyard's bright as a crack of dawn, the front walk looks like runway lights, like noon in the dead of night. Every light in the house is on, just in case you ever do get tired of being gone. Every light in the house is on.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was I last night. I kissed your lips, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip for sip. Yeah, you know you love to fight. And I say shit I don't mean, but I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was I last night. No way. No way it was the last night that we break up. I see your taillights in the dust. You call your mama, I call your bluff. In the middle of the night, pull her right back up. Yeah, my friends say let her go. Your friends say what the hell. I wouldn't trade your kind of love for nothing else. Oh baby, last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. We said we'd had enough. I can't remember everything we said, but we said too much. I know you packed your shit and slammed the door right before you left. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last. I know you said this time you really weren't coming back again. But baby, baby, so
this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night. Talk to an old friend, right or wrong. I had to hear your voice again. Unwritten law, protocol says to leave the past alone. I just wanted you to know, sometimes driving home at night, I let your memory take control. And you're sitting by my side. I turn up the radio, cruise down old Route 59. Girl, it's solid gold. Well, I'll let you go. I just wanted you to know. Through the vine, heard your life has turned out well. As for mine, you know it's really hard